this is a new team,
yeah,
but it's not a new defense.
Yeah.
How helpful is that for you?
It's been really helpful, especially in the transition. Coming from the West Coast to East, you know, it can be really tough, especially trading teams and not really knowing anyone. But having Coach Betts here and having this defense, it takes a lot of pressure off myself to having to learn people and learn a defense. So I think it's been really helpful for myself, and I think it'll be beneficial for the defense, you know, me being a guy that they can lean on when they have questions about the defense or any of the scheme. You know, I'm comfortable with answering all those questions.
You really don't know anyone here?
No. I mean, I know a couple guys. Got Mauro, who I play with in Arizona. And I'm meeting the guys here in the locker room. A couple guys train back in Arizona, train at the same facility. So, but for the majority, you know, I don't know much of the guy.
Yeah. Give me a description of Sam Fetcher's defense in your mind, in your eyes.
It's a fun defense. We're attacking, you know, a heavy pressure team. And, you know, we keep teams guessing, make a lot of checks, and we keep a lot of teams on their toes. We disguise a lot of things, and it gets guys energized. You never know who's coming, who's dropping. I think that adds to it, to the success that we've had the past couple years in Arizona, and we look to bring that here.
Is this the same defense you played in Arizona, or is it tailored to what players you have here?
No, it's pretty much the same defense for the most part, yes.
How much were you asked to cover as an outside linebacker last year? I mean, in your role?
It would depend on game to game, game plan. We felt like it was a game where we needed more coverage guys. We would do that. But for the most part, you know, it's just a piece of the title. I mean, this, like I said, it's an attacking defense, so he wants us attacking as outside linebackers. So it's a piece of the – it's part of the job title, but it's not necessarily the main part.
You rush the passer more than you cover.
Correct, yes. Fair? Yes, yes.
Did Olivier Vernon reach out to you at all during the offseason, or has he picked your brain at all here about what the job entitles?
We've talked, you know, once we got into phase one a couple weeks ago, and since we've been on the field, you know, I've been talking with him if he had questions or things like that. But he's a fast learner. He's been picking things up, you know, kind of trying to learn a little bit everything from both positions. So, but, you know, I'm here to lean on for all the guys.
Kareem, I guess when you add, like, Snacks and Landon Collins, do you see the personnel here fitting what James Betcher wants to do? Is there still some work to do maybe through the draft to add pieces?
Oh, no, I think what we have here, you know, we'll work great with this defense. You know, we got guys like Snacks and, like I say, Landon. Those guys are phenomenal players, and, you know, they can fit this scheme. Like I say, we're attacking, and those two guys, you know, have the ability to do that. So I think they'll be really successful in this scheme.
James Betcher said to us like a couple weeks ago that you've never seen a player improve as much as you from the time you came into the league to now. Like, what has that taken, and do you still have a way to climb? Like, how has that worked for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you always can get better. The moment you stop getting better, that's when it's over for you. So, but for me, it's just been a lot of focus, and I realize that the more you can learn something as far as the defense goes, the faster you can play and worry about technique. A lot of guys get slowed down when they can't learn a playbook, and it hinders their play. So for me, coming in, it was like, all right, let's get this playbook down, so like the back of my hand, so that I can focus on my techniques and to do different things. So I think that's probably the biggest piece for my improvement.
You don't see a lot of outside linebackers with a number in the 90s. How did you pick that?
Well, I was handing the dirt in college, and my first year in Arizona, I had my hand in the dirt. And, you know, once I had it in my rookie year, it was like, why change it now just because I'm standing up? It's pretty much a glorified defensive end anyway, so just a few drops in there.
Do